Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Dal de Masechta Sukkah. Some of the topics we learn about include the following: valid and invalid methods of raising the floor or lowering the ceiling of a sukkah that is higher than 20 amos. What are considered valid and invalid walls for making a sukkah? Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about include Batla Daita Etzah Kol Adam. Literally, we nullify his intent in relation to all other people. When most other people behave in a similar manner to each other, one person's unique behavior is not considered when deciding halacha. Imtilasam merubim mechamasam. If the amount of shade they provide is greater than the amount of sunlight they let in. In order to be kosher, a sukkah must keep out more sunlight than it lets in. Hechsher sukkah. Literally, the fitness of a sukkah. The interior of the sukkah must be at least 7 by 7 tefachim to be kosher. Deifen akuma, a bent wall. If a separation between the walls of the sukkah and the schach is less than 4 amos, the separation is considered part of the wall, and it's as if the wall bends inward towards the valid schach. Gur asig mechitzasa, extend the partition upward. If a partition of the sukkah is 10 tefachim high but doesn't physically reach the schach, we view it as if it actually does reach it. Lavad, two surfaces that are less than 3 tefachim apart are considered connected.